Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, one of the co-hosts here on San Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. I'm also the executive director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Please pray for us, especially this summer as Catholic Youth Summer Camp is well underway. We've got a couple hundred kids here on site. Pray for their safety and for encounter with Jesus. Today we're reflecting on a reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Shortly after Vatican Council II, we started to get some words from our church leadership about the direction and the application of the documents in the church. One of the most striking statements that I believe has had an impact both here at Damascus and around the entire universal church were some of the statements made by Pope John Paul II, Saint Pope John Paul the Great. He made this statement, I believe it was in 1994. John Paul II said, "The charismatic and the hierarchical dimension of the church are co-essential in nature." That the charismatic and hierarchical dimensions of the church are co-essential. That is, the hierarchical dimension of the church needs the charismatic dimension to survive. And likewise, the charismatic dimension of the church needs the hierarchical dimension to survive. And both working hand in hand create this synergy that can lead to true and authentic experience of faith. When we teach that here at Damascus, we teach that the hierarchical dimension of the church and the charismatic dimension of the church are both necessary for us to experience the fullness of faith. You can't have a spirituality that is charismatic, right? At least if we believe what the church teaches. We see that described really beautifully in today's gospel. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came to his own town. And there, people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." And at that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowds saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. These stories in Scripture are so good and so rich. I think a lot of times when we are talking about healing, the healing of the spirit, the healing of the soul, the healing of the body, we tend to get uncomfortable. Why? I believe it's very simple. We get uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable because we're engaging in an activity that is outside of our control. We are asked to participate in a spiritual experience over which we have no control. We have to humble ourselves to pray as Jesus asks us that the sick would be healed, that lepers would be cleansed, that demons would flee, right? And I think what oftentimes happens is that we come to this place of kind of pitting the sacraments and these supernatural experiences of prayer against one another, right? That, oh yeah, you know, prayer for healing is all good, but it pales in comparison to the grace of the sacraments. That's a great perspective, but it's not the perspective that Jesus offers. This is a really interesting statement, and I think we would do well to read it closely. Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." And when he's questioned about his authority to forgive sins, he actually roots his authority to forgive sins in his ability to perform miracles. But that you may know, Jesus says, that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." Jesus roots the authority of this sacrament of reconciliation in a miracle of healing. Jesus, humble our hearts and teach us how to love like you love. Thank you for joining us today in this gospel reflection on Matthew chapter 9. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.